We caught up with Sancho at the main Tallahassee post office. He was supervising the preparations for mailing out some 17,000 ballots, the kind that used to be called absentee ballots.
It used to be that you need an excuse to vote by mail. That was why they called it absentee ballot. You actually had to be physically absent from the county before you could vote by mail.
The Florida legislature removed those restrictions in 2002. Today, Sancho says voters have never had so many choices on how to cast their ballots.
Anyone can vote by mail simply because of convenience, just as anyone can use any of the early voting sites when it's convenient to you, or you can show up in one of the 90 polling locations on Election Day and vote.
Although Sancho says the Election Day voting option is steadily becoming less popular.
Basically, 50% of all the voters in Leon County cast their ballots and vote before Election Day.
As convenient as voting has become, though, Sancho says voters still need to be informed, not only about the candidates, but also about the process. Take Florida's upcoming presidential preference primary on March 15th, for instance.
If you're listening to the news media out of New Hampshire, where independents may choose whichever party they wish to vote for, that is not the law in Florida. And in fact, if you want to cast a ballot for a candidate, you have to be of the same political party for that candidate.
Sancho says that knowledge is critical, especially for many college and university students who have registered as having no party affiliation. That's okay in the general election, but not for the upcoming closed primary for the presidential candidates.
And as long as the party affiliation is changed by February 16th, you're good to go for the March 15th presidential primary.
After which, Sancho says, voters can change their party affiliation back to whatever they want. Of course, there are other elections this year besides the March 15th Florida presidential primary. We'll talk with Sancho about those in an upcoming report. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.